You're on The Burt Show.
She is, she knows that a whole bunch of her friends are about to be laid off.
Oh, that's worse.
That sucks.
And I think she could probably tell them, but if that's the case, then she's going to risk her own job. So do you do that or not? Jeff is getting her on right now.
It's a bad spot to be in.
Indeed.
Wonder what the scenario is.
We're going to find out right now, Jen Hobby. You guys ever had to fire anybody? No? Never?
Never been a boss?
No. Yeah, I didn't. It's terrible.
Hey, hold on, okay?
Yeah, it's not fun.
No. Voice disguiser or no?
Yes.
Her name?
Sadie.
Sadie.
Oh, that's a cool name.
Hey, Sadie.
Big name.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You're on the voice disguiser.
Hello.
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 So, I have a dilemma. I have been working for a company for the past few years, and it's with a small company when I started out, and actually grew really, really quickly. A lot of my friends actually came to work with me. It was a lot of, recommendations of, I recommended some friends, and then they recommended some other people. It was just a really close-knit group of people that I've been working with, just because, we all knew each other through someone or, I went to school with several people, and, it's been great, and the company grew really, really fast. But now, with today's economy, times are obviously tight, and a lot of people are getting laid off, and I just discovered that there's going to be around September 30th, there's going to be layoffs of about 20% of the company.
Okay.
And so that's about 10 people that I work with that are going to be laid off. And, the company is still, doing well, but the growth of the company has stopped, so they have to do these layoffs. And, my whole thing is, do I warn people? Do I warn some of my friends that, I know that in the next month they're going to be losing their jobs?
Do you, are you in a management position? Is that how you know the specific people who are being let go?
Yeah, I work in the IT department with another person. And, basically I know this because I know about the layoffs because my job is going to be, taking, once people are given the news, I have to go in and basically download all the information that they have on their computer, all the files and things that they have on their computers, on their Blackberries, et cetera, and, download all their information just so that, people don't try to, erase everything.
So you're not their manager, you're just a coworker.
Right. I'm a coworker to several different people.
Okay.
But I guess, they're giving me this position because I'm an IT person to, make sure that I back up all the information.
Right.
Right. I just
let me ask you this. What is the risk for you if you go one by one to these people and you go, look, I've got some inside information here. Here's what's coming. If your bosses find out about that, what happens to you?
I really feel like that could get me into, a lot of hot water. And
fired?
Potentially, I think so.
And how close of a friend are you to these people? Are they just like work friends, or are they like friends' friends?
No, they're friends' friends. I mean, these are people that I went to college with.
Hmm.
People that I've known, for several years.
Okay.
And, we're all, it's been, a really tight community, all of us.
All right, 404-741-Q100. TC.
Hey, how's it going?
Good to hear from you, man. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. I've been in a management position before, and even though she's not, there's no way that she could tell them anything because the company has put trust in her, and it would be like her betraying trust to the company. It's one thing to have your friends, and the other thing about it is you can't ever let your friends know that you knew beforehand once they do get laid off.
Right. Mm-hmm. That'll change your friendship. Is this a company that is seeing this coming? You know, there's certain companies in town that have had to do multiple layoffs. So a lot of times when the employees get laid off, they're not shocked because they kind of saw the, you know, kind of downgrade coming. Is that the case with your company?
No, I really feel like people don't know because the company itself is still doing well.
Okay.
It's just that they, you know, they started out, you know, several years ago, and they just really grew fast.
Is there a way to
hiring people a lot, but now that's kind of stopped. It's just kind of, you know, stabilized in terms of the growth. But the company is still, you know, carrying on its business as usual. So I really don't feel like people are totally expecting it. I think that, you know, in today's economic climate, you know, that's always sort of in the back of your mind, but I don't, you know, I don't know how many people are going to see it coming.
Is there a way that she can hint to them that it's happening without saying it's going to happen?
My concern is that if they have a clue, they're going to react to it. You know, like if I found out that my job was about to be...
Go ask questions.
You know, eliminated, I would probably go and be proactive about it.
Probably.
So,
you know how stuff like that starts.
But I still think they need some kind of warning to know not to spend too much money this month.
Here comes Mike. Hey, Mike, good morning. You're on Q100.
How are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
Super. Hey, there's no way that, that she should be telling these people. I know they're her friends, but you got to separate your personal and your professional life. And when the news does break, you know, her friends ought to understand that that's her responsibility, that her job's on the line. If they don't understand that, then, you know, they're probably not real good friends anyways.
Well, I hear what you're saying, though, man, but if push came to shove and I was working with one of my best friends and I knew it was coming, I couldn't live with myself every day.
Because your loyalty would be to your friend above your workplace, right? That's where your loyalty would be.
You'd certainly be torn, but then thinking that I'd be living without a paycheck if I got caught, sure, I'd be torn by that, but I don't think I could live with not sharing that information with them.
That being said, wouldn't your best friend understand, because I would assume that Sadie is protecting her job, and given the state of the economy right now, if he came, or she, if her best friend or guy best friend, whatever, if he came to her and said, oh my God, did you know this it was coming? And she goes, yeah, I had some inkling, but if I said anything, I definitely would have lost my job. Like, as a friend, I think I would understand, right?
I don't think so.
Money makes people weird.
Yeah, I don't think
money
I would.
Money makes people weird. Better. I think their friendship may be on the verge of being over.
Hey, Yasmin, you're on Q100. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I actually was on the opposite end of that equation about 7 years ago. But the difference with me is the guy who told me, he had already been laid off. Mm-hmm. And there were signs. Our company also had expanded too large, and the dot-com boom fell out, and so they started laying people off. And he told me, and nothing happened for like a week, so I just kind of started going on my merry way again. And then when it happened, I was devastated. But, you know, I never let on that he said anything or that I knew it was coming or anything like that, because even though he had gotten let go, I didn't want to, you know, jeopardize his severance package or anything like that.
So what is your advice?
My advice is be very careful. If you're going to do it, I would only pick one or two people that you're absolutely close to and you can absolutely trust, to know that they will be able to keep a poker face and not mention you or mention it to anybody else. And don't tell them who else is getting laid off.
That's anonymous singing telegram.
Yes.
Yeah, that works out. That always works out well.
Right. Yeah, anonymous email, too.
Uh-huh. Right in the middle of
Either
the office.
Or. Do you think it's just a matter of, instead of having to say specifically you're fired, is there a way to just start, like, you know what, I'm really worried about how things are going. What do you think? Like, just put a seed in their head.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
Yeah, instead of saying you're the one that fired, like, make it seem like you're worried about your job, too. Because you never know. You never know what they told you may not be the truth.
Here's Todd. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning, Bert Show.
What's happening?
I would have to agree with Mike and your most recent caller that she's got a lot of risk involved if she does say something. With the role that she's in, she's probably in breach of her confidentiality, and it's just that's a big risk to take. over information that may or may not be 100% accurate.
I think we're asking, I think for me, the question really is, what is your level of friendship?
Mm-hmm.
If it's, we have lunch together from time to time, we have a drink from time to time, then I'm probably not saying anything. But if it's one of my inner circle friends, I gotta say something, mm-hmm. even if I know it's gonna risk my job.
Sadie, are these good friends of yours?
They're best friends.
Very
really,
good.
You know, especially, you know, there are a few friends who just I've known for so long that, you know, it has been eating me up inside. Like, I do feel like, you know, how could I not say something? Because I know that I would be upset if someone knew, you know, if the tables were turned and someone knew that I was going to be getting laid off and they didn't say anything just to, like, warn me or say, you know, maybe, you know, something's going down here.
It's your personal preference type thing. Like, I know plenty of businessmen that are probably listening and women that are listening right now going, there has to absolutely be a separation there between friends mm-hmm. and business. And I actually agree with that. I've just never, ever been able to execute it.
I just don't think it's natural. I think it's unrealistic to think you spend the majority mm-hmm. of your time in a day with people and you're robotic throughout the day and don't have any caring for the people around you.
In this room. Mm-hmm. Would any of you be able to be in that situation and not say anything and not care?
There's no way I could live in that. I'd have to tell you.
I think I could.
Really?
Because I would understand everybody else being themselves first. I'm saying?
I would have to say something to you guys.
Yeah, I would definitely.
No, I just, and even if it's half truth, even if it's not the full disclosure of, I'm going to take over your computer and your job, and that's how I found out, I still think I would at least, like I said earlier, just create a climate of, I'm not sure we're doing too great. You know, like, I think that it's probably time to save up. You know, I'm not sure if, you know, what if we don't have a job come a hot? I would at least put the seed in their mind to not spend the money they don't have to spend.
I just want to take one of these calls that represents the always compartmentalize, separate business from personal. Mm-hmm. Hey, Sherry, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning, Bert. Sure. Love you guys.
Thank you. Loving you right back, darling.
You always, always separate the two. You have to. When you go to work, your professional life is your professional life. You have to leave the friendship at home.
But what if this was a friend that she's known her whole life?
I've been on both ends of it.
Really?
Both ends of it, yes.
And have your friend survived? I mean, has your friendship survived?
Yes. Well, I will say one of them did. The other one didn't because I was on the other end of it. I was let go, but they told me that I would be called back when actually they knew that they were closing the doors. So I was looked to in the eye from a friend and lied to.
Well, and don't you think her not saying anything is lying? I mean, if my good friends knew I was about to be let go and they are going to keep their job, not only keep their job, but also kind of take over a little of mine.
It's the same thing as lying.
To me, it's the same thing, and I don't think the friendship would survive.
Mm-mm.
Sadie, when do you have to make this decision?
Well, I mean, like I said, you know, September 30th. The layoffs are
going to
happen.
End of the month.
So they're going to happen on the 30th, or are they going to be happening throughout the month of September?
They're going to be happening, you know, at the end of the month.
Okay.
End of the month.
Of September. I think that as far as I know, you know, that's what I've been told, that I guess, you know, in the next 2 weeks, they'll be talking to people.
And I kind of fault your bosses for even giving you a hint. That's not fair of a boss.
Well, I don't think they gave her a hint. I think that she's
needed her help.
I think she's assumed that because she's in IT and they're having her drain all this info that she's putting everything together. But you're not even 100% sure.
I still think that, until they need her help,
I gotta say
keep
something.
Her in the dark too.
I gotta say something. Sadie, let's catch up with you over the next couple of weeks, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
You're on The Bert Show.